With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump has shared with business leaders the economic plan he would enact if elected.
Former President Donald Trump promised the Economic Club of New York he would lead what he called a national economic renaissance by increasing tariffs, slashing regulations to boost energy production, cutting government spending, and lowering corporate taxes for companies that produce in the U.S.
The fifth pillar of my plan is to make the Trump tax cuts permanent. They are massive tax cuts, biggest ever, permanent. And to cut taxes even more.
Democrat Kamala Harris's campaign issued a memo accusing Trump of wanting to hurt the middle class, arguing his ideas would expand the national debt and shrink economic growth and job creation. I'm Norman Hall.
The U.S. Office of Special Counsel says Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro broke the law by endorsing the re-election of Joe Biden and criticizing former President Trump while on official duty overseas. Bob Agnew reports.
The agency said Del Toro's comments, which were made before Biden dropped out of the race, violate the Hatch Act. It prohibits U.S. officials from engaging in political activity while they're on duty and from, quote, using their official authority or influence to interfere with or affect the results of an election. Career government officials found to have violated the Hatch Act can be fired, suspended, or demoted and fined up to $1,000. Bob Agnew reporting.
The father of the teen charged with opening fire at a Georgia high school has been arrested on charges including second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter. The man is alleged to have knowingly allowed his son to possess a weapon. The 14-year-old suspect was charged as an adult in the shooting at Appalachie High School outside Atlanta. Four people were killed and nine were wounded. This is SRN News. Sylvester Stallone is an abortion survivor.
The 78-year-old tough guy actor reveals in a new interview that his troubled mother tried to abort him on more than one occasion. Stallone was interviewed by his daughters in connection with a new documentary about his life, during which he describes how his mother later told him of her attempts to end her pregnancy. This story doesn't appear in Sly, the documentary. However, Stallone says he wasn't sure how the audience might react. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Nebraska Supreme Court will hear a lawsuit that could keep voters from deciding whether to expand abortion in the state. The courts agreed to expedite a challenge filed by the conservative Thomas More Society. The initiative would enshrine in the state constitution the right to have an abortion until viability or later to protect the health of the pregnant woman. A rival amendment that would make Nebraska's current 12-week ban on abortion permanent is also slated to appear on the ballot. This is SRN News. Wall Street slump continues.
Stocks closed mostly lower on Wall Street following some mixed reports on the economy. The S&P 500 lost 0.3%, its third loss in a row. The benchmark index is on track for its worst week since April. The Dow gave back 219 points. It's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.3%. JetBlue rose more than 7% after raising its forecast for revenue in the summer. Markets are looking ahead to the government's monthly report on the job market. That's due out early Friday. Treasury yields moved lower in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 3.73%. Seth Sutel, New York.
A bankruptcy court approved Red Lobster's plan to exit Chapter 11, putting the seafood chain one step closer to exiting bankruptcy. Red Lobster had struggled with increased competition, expensive leases, and last year's disastrous shrimp promotion. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.